Welcome to another session of Read the Word. My, as you can see, it's a really bright morning this morning. I'm recording these at a different time because it's getting to be too much recording it in the middle of the night. But that's all right. Here we go. It says I got somebody with me. Well, welcome. Good to have you here. Today, we're going to be hearing King David at the end of his life. We've been studying all the way through from the book of Genesis from the very beginning. We're all the way up to the end of King David's life. And a very interesting part of his life is the men who were with him as warriors. We're going to read about them. When we're finished, we'll talk about them again. So, let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here. Father, open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and I will be able to comprehend with all the saints, that's a lot of them, what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, here we go today. 2 Samuel 22. Praise for God's deliverance. Then David spoke to the Lord the word of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. So this was actually written when he delivered him from Saul, which was quite a few years ago by this time. Not sure about their chronological list, but we're perfecting it. It'll be better next year. Here we go. Then David spoke, verse 2, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield," God is my shield, "and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." You know, pause for a minute. This is interesting. I keep wanting one of those devices that'll hold my Bible up like this. And it just came to me again. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, ask someone there to make you one. If one of you is a woodworker, that's something you like to do, I will receive it. And if I get 10 of them, I'll use every one of them, bless you, pray for them, in Jesus' mighty name. That's a very interesting thing, Lord. Here we go. I'm in verse 4. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. And I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Remember, in the New Testament, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you are. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew. He was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. That's an interesting statement about dark waters. Think about that for a minute. Verse 13, from the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, from those who were too strong for me. Speaking of Israel going through the Red Sea. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. Let's pause for a moment. Think about this. In the New Testament, the cleanness of our hand is based on Jesus' righteousness, so it's got to be perfect and work. David didn't have that. You and I have it because Jesus gives us his righteousness so we can beat that sin. That's how it works. I'm in verse 22. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. All his judgments were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, to my cleanness, in his eyes. Twice in one chapter he said that. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. With the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. Superman verses. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and my power. And he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. And he sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them, so that they could not arise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. It's a brutal day then. 44. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives, and blessed be the rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. You and I are God's anointed also, and he shows mercy to his anointed. Aren't you glad? I want to say this again. These verses say it. Our righteousness is not dependent upon how good you can be. The righteousness that we have and since the cross is Jesus' righteousness. And that's perfect. And that's what we live in. If you don't understand it, I'm going to write it in here. I'm going to put a connection to one of my teachings on the righteousness of God. I want you to study it and receive the revelation of it. Here we go. 2 Samuel 23. David's last words. Hi, Sunday. Welcome. Good to have you with us. We're getting it recorded a little early. These are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. He shall be like the light of the morning when the sun arises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain. Verse 5, although my house is not so with God, yet he has made me with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For this is all my salvation and my desire. Will he not make it increase? But the sons of rebellion shall be as thorns, thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of the spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. Now I want to look at verse 5. Although my house is not so with God, he has made with me an everlasting covenant. Watch this. Ordered in all things and secure. God's covenant is secure. Phew. That's just amazing. Got to write my time down here. Here we go. I'm in verse 8. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. We're going to read him again. Josheb, Bashabeth, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino, the Esnite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. Wow. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He rose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. After him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. Philistines had gathered into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. The people fled from the Philistines, but he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory in a bean field. I like it. Defend your tacos. It's a good word. 13. Then 3 of the 30 chief men went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. And the troops of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David sat then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." 16. So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but he poured out to the Lord. And he said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. Verse 18. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of another three. He lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Why? He was a mighty warrior. 19. Was he not the most honored of three? Therefore he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first of the three. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of the pit on a snowy day. Amazing. And he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, so he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Amazing. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and won a name among the three mighty men. See, we got to see something here. That these, we're seeing this in this writing, that you win a name for defeating an enemy with our God. And the day you and I live, of course, we have the troops for the United States Army and, you know, police and the police force. And, of course, they may have to kill somebody. But in our day, the day that we live, we don't have to kill people. But in heaven, we can still be seen as these great mighty men if we'll deal with an enemy spirit that's trying to destroy. Don't ever say you don't have anything to do. If you're willing to go to war and be organized and let God lead you, he'll lead you up against the wickedness. And then he'll reward you for being a faithful warrior and defeating that enemy with your words spoken in prayer in the name of Jesus. To the victor goes the spoil. Never surrender. Verse 23, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. He was good, but he wasn't that good. And David appointed him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah the Herodite. Elikah the Herodite. Helez the Pelite. Ira the son of Ikish, the Tekoite. Abiezer the Anathothite. Mabunai the Hushathite. Zalman the Ahuhite. Maharai the Netophathite. Helab, the son of Banana, almost Banana, the Netophethiata, anyways, Ittai, the son of Ribai, from Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, a Pirathonite, Hidai, from the brooks of Gaash, Abai Alban, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Barhumite, Elisheba, the Shealbanite, of the sons of Jason, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sharar, the Hararite, Eliphelot, the son of Ahashbi, the son of Mekathite, Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite, Hezri, the Carmelite, Perei, the Arbite, Igal, the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Nahari, the Berathite, armor bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, and Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all. These are the mighty men of David. And now, Psalm 57. Prayer for safety from your enemies. And I don't understand this one because this is David hiding in a cave from Saul, which is we're at the end of his life. So somebody's got to do a little better study here. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings I'll make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongues a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. In the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. And your mercy reaches unto the heaven, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Now, let's circle the wagons, say a few more words and not go real long. Watch this. In 1 Samuel 22, we have the story of David hiding in the cave from Saul. And I want to read this, 1 Samuel 22, 2. And everyone who is in distress, everyone who is in debt, everyone who is discontented, gathered together to David. So he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with him. And that same 400 men that gathered to David are also the same men who we just read about who became mighty men. They were in debt. They were discontented. They were distressed. They were discouraged. All the disses. But they came to David and said, "Be our captain." And because they did, and they allowed David to train him, even though they were in hiding in a cave and had to hide like wild animals, they became some of the most fierce warriors ever known in Israel. We just read about them. This is the point, my statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 14, Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible very specifically says that God places us in the body where he wants us. And in so doing, all of those gifts come alive in our life. It might seem strange to you that God has brought you here. Well, it seemed a little strange to me at the beginning when we first began to do this, that I would be doing this because it was never something I was going to do. But this is what I know. I know I'm flowing in the gift of God that I'm supposed to be. And God is bringing thousands of people just like you to this ministry. Now watch this. To help me spread the majestic word of God across the globe. Since we got started, we went from 18 nations, I think's what it was, to we are now in 38 nations of this world. And I'm calling all of them. May we have somebody in every nation. And when you come and are a part of this, click like, make a comment, do whatever. Share it with a friend. You are literally helping us put this message of the majestic word of God out, not only to the body of Christ, but to the world, to those that may not even be born again. I thank you for standing alongside of me and helping me do this ministry. Now, God said, he will not forget your work or your labor of love that you have given. And I'm going to tell you right now, God is going to return to you, according to Mark 10, 29 and 30. He's going to return to you a hundredfold return. And you may not even understand that, but that's his appreciation to you for helping me do his work he's given me to do. And that's spread the majestic word of God around the world. And I thank you. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Maybe you've never been born again. I want you to be born again. You need to have Jesus in your life. What does it mean? Adam and Eve sinned. Their bodies didn't die. Their spirit, man, lost its connection of oneness with the Father. And so Adam lived to be 960 years old. So he lived a long time. But his connection with God was severed. When you're born again, your spirit man comes alive by the reconciliation of Jesus. And now you're made one with the Father. And we're going to pray a prayer and you'll be right with God. Now you'll be able to find God because he's in here. And he's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness where he wants you. Pray this prayer with me right now. I'm going to give you a couple words, then you say them. I'll give you a couple more, you say them. Whether you're just finding out who God is now or you're coming back to God, been away, maybe you just found us like, wow, thank you, Jesus. Somebody that I can tell has the same spirit I have. I want everybody to pray this prayer with me because faith, greater faith, comes by hearing the word of God. And if you say this enough and mean it from your heart, it'll get inside of you and you'll be able to lead somebody else in this prayer. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day, giving me life. Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life right now, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness filling every part of my life. Thank you for filling me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer. Every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. I know on the inside you're experiencing something. I experience it every time. It's like, wow, what's happening? Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live inside of you. His blood just washed away every sin you just had. You should feel like major clean and pure. He's the light of the world. Light just filled you. The darkness of sin is gone. He's brought you life and hope. You said all your grace, all your mercy, all your love, and all your righteousness. He just filled you with all of the forces that you need to live in this day. And according to Romans chapter 8, he adopted you into his family. And you are now an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus. And you might say, Pastor, this is so much, I don't even understand it. Well, just keep coming back. You will. Don't worry about it. Don't try to act like, become like, get some weird religious thing you got to be. Just keep coming back here and letting God lead you in the paths of righteousness. We have an evening program we do right here on YouTube Live and Facebook Live. Same channel, just click like, subscribe, and hit the bell, and you'll be able to know every time we come on. Everything we do is only for one reason, and that is to help you get a relationship with the Father. That's what all of this is about. There's a link right down in there in the notes that says, the full playlist, which means if you click on that, it'll take you to a playlist in YouTube that starts at Genesis 1, and you'll be able to listen to every one of them and get caught up to us. You can do it. We're only at 135. You can catch us, and it'll be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Thanks for being here with us. Now, you might be saying, Pastor, I feel like I should sow a seed. Well, I don't ever talk too much about that, but I can tell today somebody's thinking that way. Well, sow a seed. In the link, in all my comments, and the notes is everything you need to know about me. Most of all, our website's there, and you can just go there, and everything's laid out for you. Most of all, thanks for being with us, helping us do this. Share this with your friends and families anywhere in any nation of the world. And it'll be a blessing to you. We're also on Blog Talk Radio at the same time we do this. And that link will be in the notes also. Now remember, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, we will be having communion right here on Read the Word. Have your communion elements ready. In Jesus' name, until we see you again, then this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.